Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Deborah Kammer-Hines, and today's conversation is with Jolene Loria Sullins, Deputy Assistant Attorney General and Controller at the U.S. Department of Justice. Also joining me from IBM is Angela Carrington. I know, Jolene, you recognize the importance of accurate and timely financial information, and your department continues the effort to overhaul its core financial system. Would you tell us more about your financial management modernization strategy and the role United Financial Management System, UFMS, plays in this strategy? And what can you tell us about this initiative?
I really, truly believe the future of the Department of Justice really does rely on the fact that we need an enterprise-wide financial system. When I began in the program, there were 7 separate financial systems. We're down to 5 separate financial systems. Simple questions that you would think are enterprise numbers that we should be able to get quickly and efficiently is a very difficult task. So when I say the future of the department depends heavily on the implementation of this single integrated financial management system. So a little bit of the history of the program. It kicked off in 2002 with the inception of the UFMS, or Unified Financial Management System Program Office, and they oversee the development and implementation of the enterprise system. I joined the program in around the spring of 2007. It's when UNFI was preparing to pilot the asset forfeiture program that we spoke of earlier. It was in the early stages of implementing the Drug Enforcement Administration's implementation. Up to that point, the program was focused on what we call foundation build, and that's the first key deliverable of the program in that we bought a commercial off-the-shelf software, but we needed to configure it to meet our standard business processes, so we created foundation build then to be deployed to other departmental components. They spent years on the standard business processes, what were they going to be across the department. Accountants and budget people got in the room and said, this is the way we're going to do business in a unified way, and we created foundation build. Everybody was equally unhappy because everybody had to compromise, but it was the core part of the program that as we implement across the department makes it unique to DOJ, but standard. It is the standard of the system. So I think the foundation build was the critical underpinning that delivered the vision of the program. So to that point, I mentioned AFF was a pilot in 2007. The Drug Enforcement Administration was just in the middle of its implementation. I came into the program with a new perspective. Basically, I came into the program from a budget perspective. I grew up on the budget background, and I was the frustrated user that when Congress wanted a simple answer or asked me a simple question on the balances across the department, and I had to call fellow financial officers across the department for one single number and then put them together, and that's the way we delivered our numbers to the customer. I came into the program saying, this is the way that we're going to have real-time financial data. And I don't think I've changed my story since then. I really don't think we're doing real-time financial management in the Department of Justice. So when I say I came with a new perspective, the new perspective was because I came from the budget side of the house and the requester side, I have a different zeal and a different view on why this needs to be done. So I quickly became the program champion because it's something that I've always wanted on the budget side of the house, and I've been able to then put that vision to the internal and external stakeholders. I conduct briefings with the Hill and the White House and other overseers of the program to make sure that we don't stop until we accomplish the vision. I believe that the fits and starts at the earlier part of the program, it needed a champion from the beginning, but now that it has a champion and there are many others like me in the department that champion the enterprise system, I think that we are going to accomplish the vision, I believe, by 2014. And we're getting ready to do an upgrade of the software to what's called UFMS 2.0. Those are the things that we have on our plate right now. So like I said, when I came into the program at fits and starts, we really didn't have big deliverables, except that I say that foundation build was a big deliverable. And now we are swamped with deliverables. And in fact, as Angela will attest, we even have customers coming to us wanting different modules, wanting their implementations moved up, and we don't have the money or we don't have the time right now. We have more on our plate than we had when I started the program. That's the good news. The bad news is we still have to constantly sell the program as we've stepped through the process. The one thing that I wanted to mention to you was that the constant just-in-time financing of the program, the challenge of the program, it's a multi-year, multiple component, large endeavor for the Department of Justice. We receive our funding in an annual appropriations process. So it's very difficult to keep a project with a long time horizon going. And the reviewers of the project change almost every quarter. We may have a new reviewer. People come in and out. So the challenges of keeping this project and vision going really requires not just one champion, many champions. And hopefully the users that we have online now will become ambassadors of the system. As I said earlier, I do believe we're turning the tide because now we have more customers than we can accommodate in one fiscal year.
So in addition to those challenges that you have, Jolene, I'm wondering if, given that the history of the program goes back so far to 2002, and now there's a new administration, so the Obama administration, and its focus on transparency and accountability being key focuses for the administration, have you seen a shift in how the administration has impacted the program? So have there been any alterations in the goals of the program, knowing already that that was part of what you stated as part of the mission? Are there efforts around UFMS to complement this new transparency and accountability mandates of the current administration?
As a user of the financial data, the vision was there, the drive was there before the administration changed. So the scariest thing that can happen to a large project is that you have a transition in the government, new people come in, and then what happens to implementation 2, 3, and 4 that were in the future? The good thing about this program was that the goals and the mission and the vision of the program are squarely in line with the new administration's policies. In fact, I don't think that it would have been misaligned with any administration because I think financial management, transparency, and accountability are core goals, core values of any administration. So I would say that it's not administration specific, but you wonder where you are in the priority. When I talked earlier about the policies and the priorities and then the price tag. So it's always smack dab in the middle of somebody's priority, but is the price tag something that's going to rise to the top? But I'm happy to report that, and I even brought it with me. I can't read it because it's internal deliberative material, but the first day the Attorney General was in the office, we had to write a letter to the Office of Management and Budget on our priorities, budget policy and priorities. And I'm going to read to you the last paragraph that does actually talk about what you've asked me in terms of how this project fits in with the goals of the administration. It says, I also recognize that the department must seek ways to improve performance and accountability in our organization. As President Obama himself has stated, we can no longer afford to sustain the old ways when we know there are new and more efficient ways of getting the job done. To this end, the department cannot continue to oversee an organization this vast without a unified, modern financial system that will allow us to exercise our mandated fiduciary responsibilities. We must demand that every agency monitor and utilize its taxpayer resources with the same tenacity that we require of our private sector financial institutions. And it goes on to talk about our budget and the priorities of the new administration. The reason that I brought the letter was because everybody asks, especially leading up to the transition, what's going to happen to the project? You have so much at stake. And I'm pleased to note that the first day the Attorney General was in the office, the first letter that he signed on budget policy and priorities, there was a whole paragraph dedicated to the unified system. And not just because I'm the controller advising the Attorney General, but as well as this chief financial officer advising him, but because it is high on the priority of the new administration. You've heard a lot about transparency and accountability. You heard a lot about reporting, and especially in the Recovery Act reporting. It would be very difficult for the Department of Justice to sustain that type of reporting without modernizing its financial systems. I believe that this transition has reinvigorated the program to me and also reinforces that our goals were in the right place. Even though some days I feel like we're always two steps behind, at least I know that we're going in the right direction for the right reasons.
Thank you, Jolene. You talked about the various components of the Department of Justice, and I understand that DOJ is a very decentralized environment and that UFMS is going to be configured for over 45,000 users. A system this large is sure to run into some obstacles, and we talked about challenges before. Can you tell us about some of the challenges you faced as a result of the implementation process of UFMS and how you've worked through them?
Sure. The just-in-time financing is a challenge. The system has to go across the department. If you realize every user that comes up for an implementation is a component that's operated on its own until the enterprise system was being introduced to them. So getting the budget dollars and the just-in-time financing aspect for that project is difficult. And that is a challenge that we have. So it needs a champion. It needs us to constantly, every time we go for the next implementation, in order not to have a delay in the program, sell the program over and over. And then the component that's ready to implement needs to know that their budget is there. Nobody wants to put their faith behind a system where there's no money. So the just-in-time financing is a difficult factor in a decentralized environment. All the components put their budgets together separately, and then we bring them all together. So where's the money is always a question. But one of the main, I think, challenges in a decentralized environment, again, is the whole aspect of change management and getting the components to think about how they're going to operate in this new environment and to bring them forward to the change. So one of the things that we've done is we've tried to have the end users more involved in the development and the requirement setting process. We've also tried to involve the components early before their implementation, detailing them to the project management offices, getting them involved before their implementation, because the change management effort is huge. It's a huge endeavor for the success of the project in order for them to embrace the change, go into the new system, give up something that they've had for years. One of the things that I remember that when I first joined the project was we held the first ever controller organization offsite for Unified Financial Management System, but I didn't do it with the customers. I did it within my own organization because you realize that within my own organization, there's budget, finance, procurement, and there are organizations under me that I didn't really feel what we would call were on the green line of the vision and the mission of the system. So in order to implement any large-scale change management effort, I had to make sure my team was on the same page, and we did that. We level set about the program. The systems that exist today are stovepipe systems. An example would be for DEA. It brings in procurement and financial management all under one financial system. Organizations that didn't have to coordinate with each other have to coordinate. Organizations that didn't have automated processes are now automated. So it's not just a new system. It's bringing together people that hadn't brought together before in a financial management environment. One of the lessons learned of the decentralized systems is that we originally had the implementations all what we call big bang. They turn on the system all in one day. We had them all sort of programmed out that way. Our schedule said that everyone was going to do that. We got to the FBI implementation. They say our organization could never implement all in one day, turn the system on. So then we started relooking at our plans and realized that actually every organization is going to have a different approach. ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has a different approach to their implementation than the U.S. Marshal Service because they're all organized differently. They have different cultures, and there's different ways to bring the system on that would be more conducive to their environments. One of the things that lessons learned is you can't go in with the assumption here's the cookie-cutter implementation. We want them to adopt Foundation Build, but there isn't only one way to get there. And that was a difficult change in that our original estimates didn't plan for that. But when we changed and we started to listen to the customer in terms of how they wanted their implementations, there was a lot more buy-in on how we were going to approach the project.
What is a performance improvement officer? We will ask Jolene Loria Sullins, Deputy Assistant Attorney General and Controller at the U.S. Department of Justice, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.